And welcome back. Our guest in this segment is Bill Shepherd. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning to you too, Steve.
Yeah, he is the Vice President of Education for the Commemorative Air Force and also one of the lucky folks who gets to fly the Tuskegee Airmen Red Tail P-51 Mustang C model.
Truly blessed, and my good friend here, Rob Ryder.
little FaceTime there. Little photo bomb, Bill, you're here this week, not only for the Red Tail Rise Above, but also flying the P-51. I saw you out on Dawn Patrol this morning.
Yeah, we did a great Dawn Patrol this morning. Had four Mustangs up in the air, so it's really exciting to be able to do that. Find some old friends and new friends here with Mustangs and have a good time and polish that skill.
Good, good. How does one become a Mustang pilot?
A lot of times people talk about hard work and preparation and also a little bit of luck and being in the right place at the right time. But, you know, the tenements of the Rise Above program is, you know, aim high, believe in yourself, use your brain, never quit and expect to win. And I have to look back and see when I apply. It's maybe not all six at the same time, but being ready to go. And one of the, I fly a T-6. I'm on a T-6 team on the Canadian Harvard aircraft team in Canada. So in the T-6 there, the Harvard is a training aircraft for the Mustang. And once you master yourself in a T-6, and I've been doing that for about 15-plus years at an air show in Canada, it kind of set me up to be able to start learning in the process of the Mustang. And I say that, stress on that, because even though you get checked out of the Mustang, that just gives you a license to start learning and move forward. And we have a great Mustang community that's there to help and support and nurture everyone, all the Mustang pilots along the way, because we are very blessed and we're flying some very precious metal out there. So it's exciting to apply those Rise Above tenets to move forward. I think that one of the most rewarding things is during my Mustang exam or check ride, the examiner actually closed the books in the middle and said, "Oh, I did something wrong." And he said, "You know, I'm really thankful that you actually took the time to prepare for this." And he says that sometimes that doesn't often happen. So I guess my message is be ready to go. You know, we all knew when Christmas was coming, that exam was ready to go and ready to come down there. So be prepared and be ready and be able to perform.
I think what you were alluding to is that you're a custodian of history. You have the ability to fly the airplane for a little time before you pass it on to the next person.
I'm passing the legacy, and we're celebrating the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen, and it's, you know, we're stewards of that legacy and make sure we tell the stories. And it's not always about the airplane itself. We talk about the airplane, and we talk about the people that flew the airplanes, and that's one of the more important part than the hardware that we fly is the people, and then thus the stories of their lives, and that's really the secret sauce to what we do. Is the Rise Above program has been telling the stories of the Tuskegee Airmen, and we're expanding the program to not only the Tuskegee Airmen, but also the WASP, the Women Air Force Service Pilots, and their heroic challenges they had met. And once again, the same sort of tenements as far as being able to rise above the situation they found themselves in to be very successful Americans and help us fight for the freedoms we all enjoy today.
The Red Tail Rise Above exhibit debuted here 6 years ago?
Yeah, 6 years ago. When we look back,
brand new trailer.
Yeah, brand new trailer, and we're still going strong. We do over 35, 40 shows a season, and we're booking like a year and a half in advance. And so the Rise Above story is still pretty exciting, and we do about 40,000 people go through the exhibit each year. So one of the things we're doing from the Commemorative Air Force standpoint is how do we franchise that message? Don Hines, one of our founder of the Red Tail Squadron, his goal was to have the Rise Above Red Tail story in every school in America. And we do that what we can with one trailer, but the Commemorative Air Force, we're 70 units across America in over 25 states with 165 aircraft. Now, we have some stories to tell. So how do we franchise that Rise Above story and use the distribution network of the Commemorative Air Force across the country? So that's my role as the Vice President of Education, is take what we've done from Rise Above and franchise that, if you use that term, and how can all the units celebrate the stories they have in Wisconsin or Michigan or any state you find yourself in, California and so forth.
We're talking with Bill Shepherd from the Commemorative Air Force and the Red Tail Squadron. How do you plan to distribute that information of the program to all the different units? I mean, are we going to see 70 different trailers?
Well, no, it's not 70 different trailers, but that's a good point, though, and it's one of the things we have to look at the skills and the capacity that we have at each of the units of the Commemorative Air Force. And not every unit can buy a mobile movie exhibit, and if you haven't seen this mobile movie exhibit, it's a 53-foot-long transport truck trailer, opens up triple wide with pushouts, has a 168-degree movie theater, and as I'm saying, it's excitingly, it's a surround sound system, so it's an immersive movie process. So that's one of our other secret sauce items, that we don't show the Red Tail movie, the Rise Above programming, and anything else but the Rise Above trailer. And we said, huh, that really works. So we have to have a situation where we can have people be immersed in the movie and experience the, a flight. So one of our models at Commemorative Air Force, everybody. So whether it's actually in a P-40 or P-41, P-51 or any aircraft that we have, everyone flies, including in our trailer or other simulators. So what we're doing, we're going to franchise that mobile movie exhibit and downsize it to something we're actually experimenting right now in a proof of concept, a dome theater, which is like a big bouncy house, basically. And we blow it up. It takes a few minutes to blow up, and we have the kids go inside, and it's like they're using planetariums and things now. But it goes back to our secret sauce. It's an experience. They get inside, and they feel the sensation of flight, and they get to hear the story of the Tuskegee Airmen and the Wasp and what they've done. And after that, they're charged up, ready to go, and then the units will be administering or enjoying some experiential working STEM programming and experiential stuff from that standpoint. So that's what we're building on, the Commemorative Air Force, and we're using all the units, and 12,000 members across this country are engaged in this process, and we're really excited to move forward with this.
How did you come up with the idea of the Dome Theater?
Well, it's like anything else. It's a, why reinvent the wheel, and we see things that are happening out there, and industry has, and how can we rinse and repeat some of the technologies that are out there, and we find that the Dome Theater was experiential. We're happy to have the Commemorative Air Force headquarters is actually in Dallas, Texas. And we have plenty of examples with the Frontiers of Flight, the Perot Museum, that are using technologies such as this that we have right in our backyard at our headquarters, where we call the incubator for the Commemorative Air Force, where we try concepts and ideas and we roll them out across our units and things. So that's kind of the things we focus on, we benchmark, and we experiment with them and move forward as a team.
Good. On the Boeing Plaza this week is the Wasp T-6, which is the newest airplane on the in the inventory of the CAF. People can come by and see that and kind of start to see the beginnings of what will be the Rise Above Wasp experience.
Yeah, and one of the unique things and the strength of the CAF has is the example of the Wasp T-6, and we invite everyone to come down. So not only do we have the P-51 Mustang, the Tuskegee Airmen, we've now found the T-6 actually has Wasp history that served in Sweetwater. So as we begin to tell that story of the Wasp, we have those special pieces of equipment that we can tell to help support the story. And once again, it goes back to the people that we focus on, but we do have the equipment available. And much like you'll see down here in the plaza, in Boeing Plaza, that's all brother. The first C-47 to fly in over in the D-Day mission to drop troops over. So it's really exciting the hardware we're able to come across or be available to be blessed to have with the CAF, and then once again expand on the stories.
Something that you touched on earlier is the airplanes. Obviously the airplanes sort of are the focal point of what you're doing, but it really is the stories of the individuals that make the difference and really bring home the educational aspect to it. And I hate to use the word education because it sounds like textbooks and school, but it's really, I guess, maybe the lessons, life lessons that you can impart to young people and old people like me.
Yeah, very much. And the whole, well, it's experiential, and it's a one-of-a-kind opportunity, and you can do it no other place. Those are some of the tenets we look at when we devise some of these experiences with the Commemorative Air Force. So not only with the Red Tail Squadron, not only with the WASP Squadron, but our units we have with the Fifi, the units we have with the B-24, with all the Red Nose, other P-51s, the L-Birds, we can talk about the experience to get in an experience flight at other place as large as we as Commemorative Air Forces across the country, but feel what the stories were really all about and be with the people.
All right, we talked a little bit about how you got into aviation, but how many shows do you fly with the T-6 team in Canada?
Well, when I'm not flying the Mustang, and like I said, between our five pilots we have assigned to this particular Mustang and Red Tail, my time off, as it were, then I get a chance to go back home with the Canadian Harvard Aircraft Association and fly with my team up in Canada, so it's pretty exciting. And I also get to fly with the Tuskegee Airmen Museum in Detroit. I'm very lucky to be invited to fly their T-6 with them from time to time and move out to fly in a TBM. I'm moving to the TBM world as well, so my plate is quite full, and I'm truly blessed, truly blessed.
I was just going to mention the fact that you're one of the CAS new bomber pilots.
Yes, so.
Big airplanes are your passion, that's for sure. Bill, when you're flying with the T-6, describe a little bit about that that act? Because we've not seen it here at Oshkosh. Just the distances are really too, really far to get down here.
Well, actually, our sister group here, the Canadian Harbor Aerobatic Team, actually performed here last year. So it's much like the Aeroshell team, and so I've been flying with that. The T-6 team I fly, the Canadian Harbor Association, focuses on more military formations, your standard military flights and fly paths. So we have a really great time with a great bunch of people. And they're telling the story of the British Commonwealth Training Program, the BCTAP. And that was one of the predecessors before I got into the Red Tail program, already telling that story that over 130,000 air crew in Canada were trained in the Harvard, or the NAT6, as we call it, Harvard in Canada, before they flew the Spitfire, the Hurricane, or in the case of the Mustang. So the T-6 and Harvard and that family of aircraft, SNJ, really, if you're going to do anything in the warbird world, that's really the focal point. That's the belly button of all warbirds out there. And you fly that, you really truly touching history. And I was being able to do that and lucky still be able to do that with the Canadian Harbor Association and also keep my skills up so I can be a great Mustang guy.
You are one busy person, that's for sure, between living in Canada and working in Dallas and flying air shows. Do you ever have any time off?
No, I think we all joke about that, that I think this air show world is part of my DNA. So I think regardless, I live 24/7 with this, and I do my day job at the office, and then because we're 12,000 volunteers strong with the CAF as an instance, all the volunteers get off work at 5 o'clock in their day jobs, and my phone starts ringing. So it's definitely a labor of love for sure. My family's involved, and I wouldn't be able to do this if it wasn't for my family as well, being able to support me over these years, because they're truly my strength.
And I think that goes for most of us who are involved in aviation. That the family support is what allows us to follow our passions.
True. So everyone go back and give their spouse a hug and say thank you for letting them do this.
There we go. If someone wants to see the Red Tail Rise Above experience, where can they see it here at AirVenture?
Well, the Red Tail Rise Above experience is at KidVenture this year. So there's over 20,000 kids that go through KidVenture. So we're there set up. My team is there every day. And we have some autograph sessions with Lieutenant Colonel Harry Stewart, who you just met. Right. He'll be there twice a day, once in the morning and the afternoon, doing personal talks and autographs as well. And the pilots will be there as well, signing autographs. And then we'll also have the Red Tail Mustang either on the plaza or in Warbird. So we have it bouncing back and forth, and we're here to talk and enjoy your experiences.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill Shepherd, our guest this morning. And that's going to wrap up our show. Tomorrow morning, we'll talk with airshow pilot extraordinaire Matt Yonkin. About his air show career. Also, General Tom Boussier, who's the commander of the 8th Air Force, talking about the past, present, and future of the 8th Air Force on their 75th anniversary. And we'll relax and fly down to the Bahamas and find out how easy it actually is to fly from the United States to the Bahamas and take a vacation in your own private airplane. This program is supported by the CAF. Stop in and see the CAF tent on the southeast corner of Boeing Plaza, or visit the Commemorative Air Force on the web, commemorativeairforce.org. I'm Steve Buss. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You're listening to EIA Radio.